God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 2, which reads, "Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels." Have you heard that passage before? It's fairly well known. Do you know what episode the ancient author of Hebrews is referring to in the Old Testament, where someone unknowingly entertained angels? It's the story in Genesis 18 where three strange men visit Abraham and he shows them hospitality, even though they're complete strangers. But they turn out to be three angels of God. Very famous Old Testament passage. Because Abraham gave perfect strangers a warm welcome, he was blessed by them in return. But I believe that passage has a much broader application. That is, people are always coming into our lives who are like angels. We may not recognize them, like Abraham did not recognize the angels that visited him. But it's very important how we treat them, whether we show them hospitality, whether we treat them respectfully or rudely. On Monday, I was mowing the grounds here at Trinity, and I was wearing what you'd expect somebody who's mowing the grounds would wear: jeans and t-shirt and a baseball cap. I did not look like a priest. Well, three seventh graders were playing basketball on the outside basketball courts, and I stopped to join them. They were Julian and Logan and Eric. When they saw me approaching, they thought I was some stranger coming to kidnap them and take them to some cabin in the woods, like in the movie The Shack. But when they realized it was me and that I wanted to play basketball, they took me to the woodshed instead. The teams were me and Eric versus Julian and Logan. Eric and Julian, by the way, if you're ever picking teams for basketball, have great perimeter shooting. And Logan loves to work the ball inside. Now, there's only one rule when you play basketball against a priest. The priest must always win. And we did. But that was thanks to Eric's sharp shooting. But my point is that we don't always recognize the people around us. Some people are like angels. And like Abraham, we should unknowingly entertain them. show them a warm welcome. The first reading today, an actual angel frees the apostles from prison. But notice that while Peter and the other apostles saw the angel, the guards, who were supposed to be guarding the prison, didn't see anything. It takes the eyes of faith to see the angels, especially if they come in disguise, maybe even disguised as the guy mowing the lawn. And how can you tell if someone is an angel of God? Well, Jesus explains in the gospel that everyone who does wicked things hates the light, but whoever lives in the truth comes to the light. In other words, some people are disguised as angels of the light that lead us to the light, that is Jesus, while other people are like angels of darkness, like that guy in the movie, The Shack, who kidnapped a little girl. They lead us away from God. The hard part is figuring out who's the stranger standing in front of us, like Julian and Logan and Eric learned. Who's coming toward me? Only with faith can you see who's who. Boys and girls, I want you to think about the people who come into your life, who are crossing in your path. Sometimes they are perfect strangers we've never met before, but sometimes they're also close friends who are crossing our paths. Ask yourself, is this person standing in front of me really an angel in disguise? And if so, are they leading me closer to God or away from the light? When someone offers you alcohol or invites you to smoke or tries to talk you into taking drugs, do you think that is an angel of light speaking to you? The correct answer is no. On the other hand, if someone invites you to go to Mass or to visit someone in the hospital or to help the poor at a local food pantry, or challenges you not to be lazy and to finish the school year strong, what kind of angel is that? The correct answer is an angel of light. What I'm saying is, we need to sharpen our spidey senses. Do you remember how Spider-Man had kind of a sixth sense and could tell when danger was close by? Well, we need to be able to discern all the angels around us. Looking at people with the eyes of faith will help us to know when to entertain the good angels and when to reject the fallen angels. Julian and Logan and Eric stared at me suspiciously because I looked like a stranger. They did the right thing. But when they realized I was a priest, they showed me hospitality and let me win at basketball, which was also the right thing to do. I hope you'll remember Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. That is a small scripture passage with great spiritual truth. Praised be Jesus Christ.